Hey guys, it's Shauna McKenzie, founder of Best Kept Self, with your Monday morning pep talk. Seeing as how it is the last week of January already, I figure it only appropriate to share one of my most favorite parables. January is the month to set our resolutions, to look forward to the next 365. So as we are planning for the rest of the year, I want to make sure that we continue to keep in mind a little perspective. Now, I've heard this parable over and over and it never gets old, and I hope you'll love it as much as I do. All right, so I'm going to read it to you because this is way too long to memorize. All right, so a banker was taking a much-needed vacation in a small coastal Mexican village when a small boat with just one fisherman docked. It had several large, fresh fish in it. The banker was impressed by the quality of the fish and asked the Mexican how long it took to catch them. He replied, "Only a little while." The banker then asked why he didn't stay out longer, catch more fish. He said he had enough to support his family's immediate needs. The banker then said, "Well, what do you do with the rest of your time?" The fisherman said, "Well, I sleep late, I fish a little, I play with my children, I take siesta with my wife, I stroll into the village each evening where I sip wine and play guitar with my amigos. I have a full and busy life." The banker scoffed and said, "I'm an Ivy League MBA and I could help you. You could spend more time fishing and with the proceeds buy a bigger boat, and with the proceeds from the bigger boat you could buy several boats until eventually you would have a whole fleet of fishing boats. Instead of selling your catch to the middleman, you could sell directly to the processor, eventually opening your own cannery. You could control the product, the processing, and the distribution." He then added, "Of course, you'd have to leave this small coastal fishing village and move to Mexico City where you'd run your growing enterprise." The fisherman asked, "Well, how long would this all take?" The banker said, "Oh, 15 to 20 years. "Well, then what?" asked the fisherman. The banker laughed and said, "Well, that's the best part. When the time is right, you would announce an IPO and sell your company stock to the public and become very rich. You could make millions." "Millions? Well, then what?" To which the banker replied, "Well, then you'd retire. You'd move to a small coastal fishing village where you'd sleep late, fish a little, play with your kids, take siesta with your wife, stroll to the village in the evenings where you'd sip wine and you could play your guitar with your amigos." Now, I love this because it puts into perspective, especially I find it very timely when I happen to stumble upon it again, just the reason why we are going through this process of starting a business, growing a business in the first place. And it's easy to forget about all this goodness that we're surrounded with, all the things that we could be doing now, but we think we need to continue to work really hard, or it has to be very difficult, or we have to learn more, or reach a certain milestone before we can even unlock all of that goodness. Now, some things do need to be unlocked with all of those things. Now, some things absolutely don't. I find most actually don't. Now, it's not saying, and I don't believe, that you need to have millions to be abundant. We can be abundant in all kinds of ways, as you already know this, but it does take freedom. It does take freedom to be like this. It takes freedom to live in the small coastal fishing village, to have siesta with your wife, to play with your kids, etc. And I find a lot of business owners are so overwhelmed and so busy, they're no longer productive, which is having them have a business and a life that has anything but freedom, which was the reason that we embarked on this in the first place. So I just ask you, as you wrap up January, to think about, why are you doing this in the first place? What is it that you want your life to look like? There is a term out there, lifestyle entrepreneurship, where people are starting businesses because they want to create a kind of life. And I strongly believe that that is possible and doable. And it can be whatever kind of life that you want. For lifestyle entrepreneurs, a lot of times it's traveling, it's adventure, but it doesn't have to be that extreme. It can be hanging out with your family, more time to spend with your kids, whatever it may be. So take a moment to reflect on this. Think about, what is it that you're wanting to bring into your life? What is it that you're preventing yourself from having that goodness right now? What can you do right now to create more space, more time, more energy for yourself so that you can start bringing this goodness in? It's not money that unlocks most of this. A lot of it, again, is creating that space so that you can allow it to happen. All right, that is it. The second thing that you need to do is go ahead and click the subscribe button below here and subscribe to this channel so you get this, all the other Monday morning pep talk videos, and the lovely webinar over wine videos that we post almost every month. And if you have any questions, you know where to find me. I will chat with you next week.